Now, Maury, by his own admission, had been an agnostic for many years. But after his diagnosis of ALS, he began to explore, to rethink. He delved into religious teachings. On a Tuesday in August 1995, according to my notes, we spoke about this. Maury told me he once believed that death was cold and final. You go into the ground and that's it. But now he felt differently. "What's your concept now?" I asked. "I have not settled on one yet," he said, honest as always. "However, this is too harmonious, grand, and overwhelming a universe to believe that it's all an accident." What a thing for a one-time agnostic to say. Too harmonious, grand, and overwhelming a universe to believe that it's all an accident? This, remember, was when Maury's body was an empty husk, when he needed to be washed and groomed, when he needed his nose blown and his bottom wiped. Harmonious? Grand? If he could find the world's majesty from such a decayed and difficult posture, how hard could it be for the rest of us? People often ask what I miss about Maury. I miss that belief in humanity. I miss the eyes that could view life so encouragingly. And I miss his laugh, I really do. The same day that Maury spoke of life after death, he shared his reincarnation wish, saying that